Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
The Life of St. Philip Neri by Antonio Galonio, Book 2, His Life Until His Ordination at the Age of 36, Section 10, As a Layman, He Works Energetically for the Salvation of His Neighbor. As a layman, Philip led the most admirable life on this earth. You could see in him an amazing detachment from things that pass away. With the greatest submission of soul, a burning desire for prayer, marvelous austerity in food, a tremendous love of God, by these steps, he rose to the summit of Christian perfection until he felt himself called to assist his fellow men in about the year 38 of our century. It was time for that light of his to be kept no longer under a bushel, but to be placed on the lampstand of the church, to give light to those who were in the house of God. Every day he used to go to the part of the city where the Florentine merchants lived, where by talking about holy things, he encouraged the young to think about the pursuit of virtue and converted several of them to adopt a life of devotion. With the same purpose, he began to frequent the schools. Philip aimed in particular at striking up friendship with the most depraved among them, reckoning that he ought to provide the most assistance to the ones who needed it most. Nor was he disappointed in his aim, for with the help of God, he brought many to leave their dissolute life and adopt a better one. It was surprising how Philip's holiness was such that he could mix with the most sinful of men without himself contracting any evil, but rather doing them a great deal of good. However, he was sufficiently wary of the threat to his own chastity that he did not associate in this way with women. He tried to get as many as possible to join themselves to Christ, and through frequently speaking at length about the things of God, combined with an example of frugal holiness, he brought many to join various religious families. Blessed Ignatius, the founder of the Society of Jesus, used to call our Father Philip by the familiar sobriquet of the bell or the signal, because while he summoned others to enter religion, he himself remained in the world outside. Let no one be in doubt that this was God's work, for the Lord intended to make use of his labor to establish a new form of religious life, as was proved in the event, which would be beneficial to the salvation of the whole church and all mankind. From this institute, which continues to bear undoubted fruit to this day, men have emerged who are distinguished for their holiness and their learning. But I must not omit to mention that Blessed Ignatius was of such holiness that Philip used to say of him that the interior beauty of his soul shone outwardly, for he told us that he often saw sparks of light glittering in his eyes and face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thomas Aquinas says that there are two ways in which we can be a false prophet. Our Lord warns about false prophets in the gospel. And Aquinas says that we can be a false prophet, first of all, by saying things that are not true. A prophet is supposed to tell the things of God to other people. He's supposed to especially tell the difficult things that most people aren't able to understand or grasp, to bring obscure things to light, to be a teacher. And so a false prophet is false when he teaches lies, teaches things that are not true. But there's a second way that St. Thomas says you can be a false prophet. When God does not send you. See, a prophet is someone sent by God. That's why when Jesus asked, "Who do men say that I am?" they said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say you're one of the prophets. Jeremiah, maybe, or one of the prophets." Prophet was someone anointed by the Holy Spirit, sent to teach the truth. So just because someone says the truth, that does not make them a prophet. Just because they say things that other people don't grasp doesn't necessarily make them a prophet. They have to be called by God to proclaim the truth to others. And that's why it's so important that Father Galonio says at the beginning of this period of Philip's life, he felt himself called to assist his fellow men. Philip did not take this upon himself. He didn't set out and say, "Okay, look at the world, it's going to heck in a handbasket, and I'm gonna go do something." Well, he did do something. But it's only because he felt this call from God to do something, to assist his fellow men. And part of that was the fact that he had studied, that he had prayed, that he had gained a certain amount of self-control so that he could be a good instrument of the Lord. The Lord prepared him for this. And when Philip was called to do this, when he became and lived out this prophetic mission, which all of us have in some degree by our baptism and our confirmation, all of us are called to be priests, that is, intercessors, go between heaven and earth, to offer sacrifice and to bring the things of God to other people. Not ordained priests, but priestly people. Yes, priests, prophet. We're all meant to be teachers in some way. And kings, we're all meant to rule, first of all, ourselves. See, that's what Philip did. He had a kingly rule over his own passions. He lived out his priestly vocation as a baptized Christian to daily mass. And the Lord called him, after he finished his studies, to live out this prophetic mission. And how did he do it? By talking about holy things. Over and over again in Philip's life, this is his method, to talk about holy things and to win people by his friendship. He would make friends with people. He tried to become friends with people. He tried to do good to them, to offer his friendship. And friendship requires a certain equality, a certain mutual knowledge that this other person loves me, that I care for him, and that we have some interest, common interest, that we're working together on. And Philip would go to those who needed the most help. That's what he started with. The schools, in the parts of Florence with their young bankers. He went and offered friendship to people. He made himself friends. And this wasn't like a program. Well, I'm gonna go and practice being a friend to people. No, he really just went and was friends with people. He got to know people. It wasn't like using that to evangelize. No, he said, "I need to go make friends. People need friendship. And I'm going to go make friends and then try to help my friends." And that's what he did. But he was aware of dangers to his chastity. So he went to those most in need, but not to those that were most in need who were women. He didn't go to the prostitutes. He didn't go to those women. Later on, he would. But at this point, he didn't think that's what God was calling him to do. See the prophetic call? It's not just that something could be done. or that God wants something done, St. Philip will later say, it's not enough that God wants this and that is good, but does God want it here and now through my instrumentality? Lord, what would you have me to do? That's what we have to keep asking. Lord, what would you have me to do? And in this work, St. Philip sent so many people to the Jesuits. It's one of those most remarkable little stories of Philip's life, that he got the nickname, the bell, or the signal. How do you know when Mass is starting before you have smartphones and watches and cell phones? And well, you had church bells, which told people Mass is starting in 5 minutes. Mass. They would call the time of Mass. And so St. Philip was like the bell, because the bell calls people to enter, but the bell itself stays outside. The bell's in the tower. It hangs outside. And St. Ignatius said, you're like the bell. You call everyone to enter into the religion, that is, the formal religious life with vows, but you yourself don't enter. So St. Philip was friends with all kinds of people, including saints. Saints and sinners were his friends. And let us ask St. Philip Neri tonight to be our friend. He established a way of life for priests, the Oratorians, which continues to do good. And let us ask St. Philip to be our friend. The only reason the Oratorians exist is to extend the mission of St. Philip throughout time. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.